wheels are turning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. What's the Italian word for getting together? Fusione? There could be an announcement today of Italy's Fiat partnering up with Chrysler. Fiat could be taking up to a 35% stake in Chrysler, which could bring the Italian cars back to the United States. Analysts say Chrysler's future isn't so bright alone. Russia and Europe are getting back together, at least in natural gas pipeline form. The Russian dispute with Ukraine halted gas flow into Europe because the line ran through Ukraine. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Russia began pumping again after finally striking a deal with Ukraine. The two sides have signed a 10-year contract. Ukraine will pay double the price it paid last year for natural gas, and Russia will pay the Ukrainians higher transit fees. Europeans will be relieved. Over the past 2 weeks, 20 countries have lost supplies. Millions have been without heat. Julian Lee is with the Center for Global Energy Studies. He says that after this dispute, there are no winners.
Both Ukraine and Russia have done very great damage to their reputations as reliable suppliers and transit countries of gas. I think it's been a very sad and sorry exercise for all concerned.
He says Europeans will now step up their efforts to reduce their reliance on Russian gas. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The European bank HSBC is quite the capital in a quite a capital crunch these days. It's looking like the company will have to raise money to offset losses after its Hong Kong shares fell to their lowest levels in more than 10 years. Asian stocks were lower for the most part, 2.5 to 3%. London and Frankfurt are up. Paris is down. The Dow starts the week at 82.81, but the prospects of any Inauguration Day buying spree don't look good. Futures are lower. Today, of course, is a big day not only for President-elect Obama, but for Washington, D.C. People from everywhere are clogging streets and buying souvenirs, and they're awaiting a glimpse of the nation's new first family. While most won't be attending a ball tonight, it is rather expensive to do that. There will be plenty to do for those who did make that journey. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
So here you are in downtown Washington. You paid a lot for your plane ticket and hotel room. You don't have the cash or connections for inaugural tickets, so you push your way onto the National Mall near the Capitol. Luckily for you, Obama's inaugural committee paid for huge jumbotrons so you can watch the swearing-in. You can also text the committee for updates on inaugural activities. Stephen Hess is a presidential historian at the Brookings Institution. He says there's a reason Obama is organizing all this fanfare for the common man.
This was a campaign that reached out to everybody. That cut across class, cut across race, and the inauguration's got to reflect that.
It's got to pay for it, too. The inaugural committee gave $700,000 to the Smithsonian Institution so it could open some of its museums early today. The museums are bracing for hordes of visitors. Brent Glass runs the National Museum of American History. Standing protectively in front of a new Lincoln exhibit, Glass is reminded of another president who threw a party for average Joes, Andrew Jackson. He was the last president to throw a huge public party at the White House in 1829. Drunken crowds trashed the place. Glass expects better from the Obama crowd.
They're not going to be drinking as they were in Andrew Jackson's day, where public drunkenness was a problem.
Alcohol will be served at a number of free or low-priced balls sponsored by the inaugural committee. There'll be a neighborhood ball for Washington residents and a half-price youth ball. But inclusiveness is expensive. The inaugural committee's budget is $50 million. That's about $10 million more than the last Bush inauguration. Inaugural committee spokeswoman Linda Douglas says there'll be no cutting the rug at some balls.
We are not putting carpet in one of the balls at all. We are reusing old carpet. We are reusing staging material to put the stages up.
That material could include leftovers from previous inaugurations. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work. and by Medtronic Foundation, now looking for runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application at medtronic.com/globalheroes.
Bank of America could begin laying off as many as 4,000 workers as early as this week. The Financial Times reports the cuts are expected in the bank's capital markets businesses. The bank had been planning to make the cuts as it combines its offices with Merrill Lynch. Last month, Bank of America told us job cuts over the next few years could top 35,000. Well, the 2008 numbers are out for venture capital funds. The amount of money raised for startup and growth stage companies was down by 21% from 2007, and there were fewer funds actively raising money to invest. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Venture capital funds sat on the sidelines in the fourth quarter of 2008, raising just one-third as much money as a year earlier. Mark Heeson, president of the National Venture Capital Association, says the drought will continue in 2009.
We will see less investing going on, fewer new funds being formed, and unfortunately, you'll see fewer entrepreneurs getting early stage money.
Part of the problem is that venture capitalists still have a lot of money tied up, trapped, really, in startups they've already invested in.
Companies that we thought would have been acquired or have gone public by now, venture capitalists continue to have to work with those companies and to fund those companies, and that gives them less time and less money to go out and invest in new companies.
But Heeson says entrepreneurs with a proven track record and a market-ready product should still be able to find funding, even in the downturn. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website, the numbers, of course, podcasts as well at marketplace.org, and you can share your thoughts with us as well at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.